McGregor's penchant for excellence in whatever field he gets involved in is evidenced by the fact that he became a youth-level All-Ireland champion boxer. Little did he know what great things he would be doing in the future, in the coming years of his life. When life pitches a turn. Who would ever thought that a fighter could do side jobs? Remember that each turn in life you make will usually open up opportunities just underneath the shallows. That same thing happened to Conor McGregor. However, always remember that there is always an opportunity coming, whether things seem to turn for the worse or for better. Put yourself in the shoes of the champ. The family moved from Crumlin to Ducan, just as when you think things are already going great. On top of that, you just had to give up boxing for a bit and the other sports you loved. From wearing gloves and punching and kicking the hell out of his opponents, he found himself holding a wrench and working the plumbing. In 2006, he started in a plumbing apprenticeship, not quite what you would think a future king of the octagon would be doing in his formative years as a mixed martial artist. However, while in Lucan, sweating under the strain of hard labor, McGregor met Tom Egan, who was then the only enlisted Irish fighter in the UFC. The two met, and McGregor became curious about this new sport called mixed martial arts. Well, it may have been new to him at the time, but the concept of fighting using a combination of martial arts styles has been around for quite a while. Everyone knows that Conor McGregor is primarily a stand-up fighter. We'll go over the details of his fighting style in a later chapter, but suffice it to say that the kickboxer slash All-Ireland champion boxer saw that there is more to fighting than what he has achieved and learned so far. The combat can persist and continue, not only on their feet, but fighters eventually had to learn how to fight on the ground. This'll be a continuing lesson for Mystic Mac. Egan showed McGregor the ropes. Well, led him to the ground, to be exact. Under Egan's tutoring, McGregor developed his passion not only for boxing, or kickboxing, or grappling, or any single type of martial arts in particular. He developed a passion for the sport of mixed martial arts. Had he and his family not moved to Lucan, he would not have learned of this fascinating sport, something that he will eventually be good at in the coming years. Life lesson. So what's the lesson here? When life pitches a turn, look for the opportunity that's sometimes just hidden from you. It doesn't mean that when you're down in the dumps that life has no more to offer. There is actually opportunity provided for you by the universe when you least expect it, especially when you don't expect it. Chapter 2. Envisioning Your Triumph. I always teach myself calm and visualization stuff. When you see him on TV or watch his fights live where the cage is at, you see McGregor as a colorfully animated guy. His looks, behavior, and speech do not really reveal the inner calm that is necessary to overcome any odds. However, behind the cockiness on display, every champion and would-be champion is able to reach a state of calm, in spite of the huge crowd cheering, or booing in some instances. The excited mind won't be able to focus on anything, especially in what your opponent is trying to do before and during a fight. To be truly successful, one should obtain a calm mind and be able to visualize and manifest your eventual success. Does Conor McGregor practice the law of attraction? You bet he does. You'll always find him expressing what predicts he will do next. Some people see it as arrogance, while others definitely see it as nothing but hot air. However, it is really neither of the two. So what in the world is he doing? Is he saying that just to piss people off? Well, it does make some people furious, especially those who are scheduled or who want to compete against him. Well, it's part of his mental game, his mental warfare. More of that in a later chapter in this book. But it is really more than that. Whenever Conor McGregor, or anyone with a champion's mindset for that matter, blurts out some crazy prediction or some seemingly overconfident cocky statement, he is also manifesting to the universe what he wants. He envisions the future, and eventually the universe responds. What is the law of attraction? Now, this may sound like some crazy mumbo-jumbo, but there's no easy way to phrase it, so let's just lay it out on the table. Simply put, the law of attraction is the ability to attract whatever it is we have in our mind. Doesn't matter whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. You will attract that which you think about or focus about a lot. Now, we should emphasize the good thing and bad thing part.